在我们以后的日子呢，我们必须要知道，就是我们的神呢是全能的神。
So in the coming days, we need to know our God is our Almighty God.
这个非常重要的，我们讲的神的属性，我们必须要深深的印在我们的里面，而且要来经历。
It's one of the characteristics of God, and then just something that we have to imprint.
第一个就是神是全能的神。
So first of all, He is an Almighty God.
那第二个呢，神是全爱的神。
And He is a God of all loving.
第三个呢，神是全知的神。
And He is a God of all knowing.
如果有人去过神学院的话，这叫做系统神学的三大课题。
So if you anyone has been to the Bible school, then you will know these are the three systematic characteristic of biblical teaching.
但是呢，我们不是从一个理论的角度今天来讲这些讲这些神的属性，而是要从一个非常实际的角度来讲。
So we are not going to talk about God in academic way, but rather we want to talk about in very practical way.
因为我们在以后的日子里面，我们必须要深深的知道我们的神是什么都可以做的神。
So we need to know exactly, like in the future, what our God truly is. He's a God of all power.
因为在以后的日子，你会发现很多事情你能做的你都做不了。
Because in the coming days, you will realize a lot of things you were not able to.
你曾经新鲜的世界，它不是原来的世界。
So the world that you used to know is no longer there.
你曾经的能力，在以后的日子里面，你发现没有用了。
So the ability that you used to have will not be useful later.
你必须要知道、认识到你的神是全能的神，你依靠他，什么都可以做。
So you need to know your God is the omnipotent God. So you need to rely on Him on all things.
因为你必须要知道他是一个全爱的神。
You need to know that He's a God of all loving.
如果是一个全能的神，他不爱你，那是非常大的问题。
So just imagine a God who has all the power, but He doesn't love you. That is a dangerous thing.
那好多的宗教里面，你发现呢，他要么他的神确实有能力，但是没有爱；要么有爱没能力。
So you will see from other religion, you will see that some God will have power but with no love, and some God with love but with no power.
举一个例子，曾经有一个佛教徒，他来常常来我们的教会。
So, for example, I have this Buddhist who always come to our church.
他说菩萨非常的真实。
And he said, 菩萨是什么？
Buddha.
Buddha is very real.
我说为你为什么常常来我们教会啊？
And then I said, why do you come to our church?
他说因为教会有爱。
Because God, because there's a love in the church.
他说我说菩萨是真的假？他说菩萨是真的，向我显现过。
And then I asked him, is Buddha real? And then he said, yes, he showed himself to me one time.
而且很有能力。
And then full of power.
但是他说没有爱。
But he has no love.
另外一个他说，我说你为什么老待在教会？你又不受洗，老是这样待在教会，出出入入干什么呀
？And then another person asked me, why you always hang out in the church but you don't want to get baptized?
他另外一个吸引他的说是基督徒的这个谦卑性。
He said because I'm drawn to the Christian because they are very humble.
他说这个东西世界上的人没有。
Because this is something cannot be found on the world.
长话短说，这个人在教会待很长很长时间，后来也经历一些神迹。不是这个教会，是我以前刚受洗的教会。
So to make the story short, he went through he was staying in the church for a very very long time and also went through some miracles. Not this church, but my other church.
那就是说我们必须要认识我们的神是爱我们的神。
So we need to know our God loves us.
那神就是爱，圣经里面讲。
So Bible says God is love.
那神创造天地，创造人，他是非常爱人的。
So God created the heaven and earth. He loves people. He created people.
我跟很多包括不信主的人一些也是聊天，他说如果有上帝，他肯定爱我们。
And I talk to with other people who are not non-believers. They said that if God truly created us, then He must love us.
曾经有一个画家，他非常对这个大自然的这个美啊，有特殊的一种感受。他就跟我讲，他说，如果上帝存在，他肯定是爱人的。
So I know this artist. He drew a lot of nature things. So he said that if we are created by God, then definitely He loves us through the nature.
他说：“你看看身上下雨的时候，下雪的时候， 漂亮。
So you just see the beauty when it rains, when it snows.
他说：“你看看地上的小鸟，天上的小鸟，地上的小狗。”
Yeah, you see the birds in the air, you know, the dogs on the ground.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
但是神如果是只有爱没有能力，行不行啊？
不行。
But what happens if God only has love but no power?
一个人如果只有爱没有能力，他只能陪着你哭。
If he has love but no power, the only thing that he can do is to cry along with you.
我们的神既是爱又有能力。
So our God not only loves us, but he also has power.
而且他是全知的。
And he also all knowing.
他知道未来。
He knows the future.
知道关于你的一切的事情。
He knows everything about you.
也知道你的过去。
He knows your past.
也知道你的缺点。
And know your shortcomings.
知道他对你，你被造的目的。
And he knows the purpose of you being created.
因为他是一个全爱的神，全能的神。
Because he's
他会为你领你走上那一条最好的道路。
Because he's all loving, all knowing, he will lead you to the right path.
他也会向你讲话。
And he will speak to you.
在必要的时候，他会向你讲话。
And in the right timing, he will speak to you.
让你会躲过很多的灾难。
And you will be hidden away from a lot of traumas.
让你也会走在你该走的道路上。
And he will lead you on the path that you are supposed to be on.
特别我们中间投资的人。
Especially those.
要好好祷告主。
Especially those who are investing, you have to pray.
遇到过不少的人，过去投资的庄家，后来得忧郁症。
So I met like a lot of experts in investing. Eventually, they got depression.
因为他突然发现川普不按常理出牌。
Because all of a sudden he found, you know, Trump doesn't play according to the rules.
结果中国的这个股票市场也不是常理运作。
And also the stock market in China also doesn't play according to what the market is supposed to do.
但是呢，神知道。
But God knows.
神知道的话，当我们愿意跟随他的时候，他会提前预备你。
So God knows, and then if He knows ahead of time, He will prepare you ahead of time.
我讲的这些都是非常实际的，因为神是一个和我们同在的神。
So all these things are very practical because God is with us. It's the God who will be with us.
耶稣为什么要穿上肉身来到这个世界上
？Why did Jesus came in the flesh?
就是说神。知道人的软弱，知道人在这个地上需要什么。
So that means, God knows exactly who men are and then what men need.
不是他要一直高高在上。
Not that he will, you know, be, seated high above.
那讲一些理论给你听。
And tell you some kind of theory.
你听了又做不到。
And the things that you cannot do.
你做不到又怕他惩罚你。
And things that you cannot do, and then you yet you are free of his punishment. But our God is not like that.
所以他让耶稣来的时候呢，耶稣以另外一个名字叫做以马内利，就是神和人同在。
So when Jesus came, he has another name, is Emmanuel, God is with us.
同在就是我要和你在一起，帮助你。
So God is with us; he will be there to help us.
所以摩西非常的聪明，在带领以色列人出埃及的时候，非常的聪明。
So Moses was very smart on his way leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为他紧紧地抓住神。
Because he was holding on to God.
他说：“你不和我们同去，不要把我带到那块地上去。”
He said, "If God will not be with us, then don't lead us out."
你知道摩西非常的聪明。
You know how smart Moses is.
你说摩西怎么样能够把这个以色列人是一个做奴隶的一个民族带到另外一个新的地方？
How could Moses lead this group of people, a group of slaves, out of Egypt into a different land?
而且老原来的地方在埃及他们是奴隶，新的地方不认识一个人，都是他的敌人。
So in Egypt they were slaves, and then they are in these new places. They knew nobody, and all of them are their enemies.
就像我们来到加拿大，不认识一个人。
Just like when we first came to Canada, we know nobody.
在中国，你的根已经断掉了。
So in China, your roots has been cut off.
摩西非常的聪明， 他就说神啊你一定要和我同去。
Moses was very smart. He said, God, you have to be with us.
今天我们基督徒更应该这样想。
So as Christian today, we should think like that.
因为我们基督徒就像耶稣讲的，他说怎么样天父差派了我，我也差派你们到这个罪恶的世界里面去。
So just like what Jesus said, how God have sent us, sent me, and then I am here sending you into the world.
我们基督徒每一个人都是被神差派到这个罪恶的世界上的人。
As a Christians, we've been sent by God into the sinful world.
就像耶稣基督被差派到这个世界上一样。
Just like Jesus was sent to this world.
大家要清楚地知道，你的使命不是发财，生几个孩子，你的孩子要上哈佛。你的使命是在这个世界上和耶稣基督一起来拯救这个世界。
So you have to know the goal of your life is not just to get rich, get some kids, and get your kids to Harvard. So the goal for your life is to walk with God.
那在与此同时呢，神说，当我们荣耀他的名的时候，他也会荣耀我们。
And also God says, when you glorify my name, I will also glorify you.
但是你要得荣耀呢，不是你的事情，是神要荣耀你。你不能荣耀自己，你荣耀不来自己，荣耀都归给主。
But if you want to get glorified, it's not up to you, it's from God. So you have to give all the glory to God.
那所以呢，我们就必须要知道神是全知，这个全能、全爱、全知的神。
So we need to know God is all loving, all powerful, all knowing God.
今天我们特别的集中在他是全能的神。
So today we are going to focus on, All His Almighty, yeah. So all powerful.
我们翻开出埃及记第六章第三节。
Omnipotent. So we turn to 什么 Genesis.
出埃及记第六章。
出埃及记 Exodus, chapter
第六章第三节。
Verse 3. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3.
当时呢，神就向这个摩西显现。
So at that time, God was appealing, appeared to Moses.
他让摩西呢要带领以色列人出埃及。
So he asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那他就向摩西这样讲。
So he said this to Moses.
第一节，耶和华对摩西说：“现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，是他引我大能的手引以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。”
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country."
神晓谕摩西说：“我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。”至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them."
那这里呢，就是，神向摩西显现的时候呢，就是启示他的名叫耶和华。
So when God appeared to Moses, he told Moses that his name is.
但是呢，他说他的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现的时候呢，是全能的神，他没有给他显现为耶和华。
But when he appeared to his ancestors, he appeared to them as God the Almighty, not God the Lord.
那我们把这个事情呢做简单一点，全能神和这个耶和华有什么区别？
So、
名字这个意含义有什么区别
？So what's the difference between God Almighty and the Lord？
那基本不能说是区别，而是说这个耶和华呢，就是在这个希腊嘛，就把它翻译成主 Lord， 后来就翻译成主。
So the Lord is the Lord
。Jehovah。
Jehovah means the Lord。
那基本上来讲呢，就是说耶和华就是说有主和仆的一个关系，是一个讲的是一个关系开始。
So Jehovah means there's a relationship between a slave and the Lord.
讲到全能神的时候呢，不管人存在不存在，他也是全能神。
So when we talk about God Almighty, whether man exists or not, he is still God Almighty.
啊，但当然就是说神像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现的时候，已经跟他们有一个关系，但是呢， 还没有成为一个完全的立约的关系。
So when God appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even though they, he revealed himself, but it, the relationship was not complete because he only showed him as God Almighty.
但是呢，非常重要，给这些先祖们想想，我是全能的神。
But it's important that he showed himself to them as the God Almighty.
那先要认识我是全能的神。
So you have to first know that I am the God Almighty.
那神呢，逐步的借着这个这么多年，就是。不断地来启示他自己，一直到这个新约时代，就是他的儿子啊，作为这个要来的拯救者启示出来。
And then he continued to reveal himself to us through the years until the New Testament, when he manifested his God, I mean, sorry, his Son Christ Jesus as his Son to deliver us.
那神像这个亚伯拉罕启示他是全能的神的时候呢，最主要的一个原因就是说。亚伯拉罕所处的环境里面呢，他其实是没有帮助的，没有人帮助他的。
So God appeared to Abraham as God Almighty because during Abraham's time he has no help or support.
他要在亚伯拉罕这样一个没有人帮助的人身上显明他的大能。
He will show himself to people, person, a person like Abraham who has no support, to show him that he will be there to help him.
他怎么样把他自己向人类启示呢
？How did he reveal himself to the mankind？
是通过和人的互动。
It's through the interaction that he had between man and himself。
所以呢，他就拣选了亚伯拉罕。
So he chose Abraham。
我们可以看看这个十五章，神怎么样就是把这个全能神的这样一个形象向亚伯拉罕来显现。
We can turn to 十五章，创世纪什么
？Yeah。创世纪十五
章。We can turn to Genesis chapter 15.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉，你不要惧怕。”
After this, the word the Lord came to Abraham in a vision.
Abraham
in a vision, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward.
亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯兰说，主耶和华呀，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？”并且要承受我家业的是大马色人伊利一谢。
But Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer the Damascus.
亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
And Abraham said, You have given me no children, so servant in my household will be my heir.
耶和华又对他说。这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本生所生的，要才成为你的后嗣。
The word of the Lord came to him. The man will not be your heir, but the son of the a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir.
于是领他走到外边，说：“向你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”
He took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be."
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness.
耶和华又对他说：“我是耶和华，领你出了迦南地的乌尔，将要为要见这地，赐你为业。”
He also said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of Chaldean to give you this land to take possession of it."
这里面你可能有一些问题。第一个问题，这个亚伯拉罕的名字叫亚伯兰。
So you might have some question why Abraham is called Abraham.
那个时候他叫亚伯兰，神给他取名字叫亚伯拉罕。
So he,
亚伯拉罕就是你是万国之父。
So his name is.Abraham, so God gave him a new name, Abraham, meaning that you are the father of all nations.
你可能另外一个问题是，哎，你说像他歧视没有歧视他的名叫耶和华，为什么老出现耶和华
？And then you might ask, how come he didn't reveal himself as the Lord? Then why he said, okay, you are the sovereign Lord here?
可能你不这样读圣经，我是一个做学问的人，学究气很浓，这都是咬文嚼字啊，这是。 你是这说先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各没有歧视耶和华，这里为什么讲的是耶和华呢
？So you might not think this way, but because I'm a scholar, I like to study Bible this way. So you might question if he didn't reveal himself as the Lord, then why did Abraham call him the Lord?
那这个耶和华的名字是写圣经的摩西，就是神启示他，耶和华讲话。但是亚伯拉罕从来没有称神为耶和华，明白吗？所以耶和华在讲话。
Because this is written by Moses, so after the name of the Lord was revealed, but Abraham never called the Lord the Lord, the God the Lord.
也可以这样讲，我向一个人讲话说我是谁谁谁，我是谁谁谁，但是他一直叫我另外一个名字。
So you can say this way, I introduce myself, okay, I am this, 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 but he always called me the other name.
因为他不懂。
Because he didn't know.
啊，可以这样简单的来讲，就像彼得在这个耶稣复活以后向他显现，彼得问他，你爱我吗？
彼得。
不是，耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？他，耶稣问的这个爱呢，是天上的爱，就是阿
嘎
派。但是呢，彼得回答的时候，我爱你呢，是用的是人的爱，是phileo。
So just like when Jesus was resurrected and he asked Peter, like, Peter, do you love me more than this? And then the love that God, Jesus was using was agape love, but Peter's reply was a philo love, like
phileo
love, like a human kind of love, not agape love.
就是朋友和弟兄之间的爱。
So it's a love between, you know, brothers or friends.
那第耶稣第二次也再问他的你爱我吗？阿嘎派。
So again, Jesus asked, "Do you love me? Do you agape me?"
彼得呢还是说 phileo.
And then Peter still said phileo.
那这个字其实有很大的意义上的一个差别。
So it has a significant difference.
其实彼得他不明白阿嘎派。
Because Peter didn't know agape love.
不知道神的爱，就是说。
Basically, he didn't know.
他以前他夸口什么都知道，后来不敢夸口，就很诚实。感谢主，彼得后来变得非常的非常的简单，不敢夸口。我只知道人的爱，我不懂神的爱。
So at first, you know, Peter knows, seems he knows everything. He likes to, proud about everything. But after that, he started admit that his limitation because he didn't know.Agape love. He only know the love between man and man.
所以第三次呢，耶稣就问他，就用 phileo， 你爱我吗 ？phileo.
So the third time, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you phileo me? You know, in a man to man love."
结果彼得呢，开始有点害怕。
So Peter started to, you know, was agitated.
不讲那个彼得跟耶稣的互动，我们就回到亚伯拉罕跟神的互动。亚伯拉罕。神想给他想象他是耶和华，但是他不懂。
So let's go come back to Abraham and God. So God revealed himself as the Lord, but at that time Abraham didn't understand.
就是我们任何一个事情的发展呢，它都有一些铺垫，人和人的关系也要有铺垫。
So any story that go into a next level, you need some kind of.Background.
用英文讲的话，就是要 set up the stage for the show.
Okay, you need to set up the stage for the show.
唱戏先要搭戏台，不搭戏台不要唱戏。
Yeah, you need to have the stage set up first in order to play the drama.
所以好多时候是要做很多的铺垫。
So a lot of time you need a lot of preparation.
现在的人不太做铺垫，因为我们的知识太多，认为知识就能变为现实，它变不了现实的。
So nowadays we don't do a lot of preparation. We thought we knew everything, but We thought our knowledge can be, acted out.
就是讲到这个，有时候不铺垫的时候呢，事情搞得很糟。神很爱我们，所以他一定要铺垫。
So, if we don't do things ahead of time, prepare things ahead of time, will be a lot of trouble later on. God loves us, so He gives us a lot of, things in advance to prepare us.
我讲讲这个谈恋爱的事情啊，就是要做铺垫啊，不铺垫的话，这个恋爱谈不成。
For example, about love
dating.
Dating, so you need to have a lot of prep.
曾经有一个研究生的同学， 他喜欢我的一个中学同学，因为他生病了以后住医院，正好是我同学中学的同学在看护他。
So I have this friend, I mean, sorry, a classmate from graduate school. So he was sick, and then he was in the hospital, and then a classmate of mine in high school was taking care of him, so he had a crush on that woman.
因为这个女孩子呢，又有爱心，长得又漂亮。
Because that girl was pretty and then, you know, also loving.
他说，师兄，你陪我去，我请她吃饭。
and then he asked me, oh, can you go with me? So I want to ask her out.
我非常喜欢这个女孩子。
I really like this girl.
我说好。
I said, okay.
去了以后，第一次吃饭，他就要谈这个结婚以后生几个孩子的事情。
Okay, the very first day that they had, he already asked her about, you know, how many kids they're going to have.
我说你，当然我的那个女同学呢，人家很做护士的，很有。很有这个修养，我觉得就是我又在那里是中学的老同学，见我也很高兴啊。就是他也会在那里就是讲啊，很高兴的在那里。但是我知道他非常尴尬。
So my friend, my this nurse friend, like she act very appropriately. So because I also one of the older classmates, so we had a good time. But I know.In her heart, she felt very awkward.
So, 当然你就回来以后就没有下一次了。
Of course, when the date ended, there was no second date.
那我告诉我的师弟，我说你这老兄啊，怎么搞的？
And then I talked to my classmate. I said, why did you do that?
其实我跟他也差不多，做这种事情都差不多。但是我的理论比他多。
Actually, I'm pretty much the same, but I have more theory in my head.
其实我年轻时候一见女孩子，如果对她没意思呢，就像兄弟姐妹啊，有望有笑有就很好。但是一有意思，就不知道手脚往哪里放，就不懂讲话了。
是不是不在意？So when I was young, if I don't like the girl, I would just treat her like a regular people, like regular brother.But if someone that I like, then I don't know what to do.
我为什么讲这些呢
？So why do I say that?
我刚才讲了神是全知的神。
So earlier I said God is all knowing.
因为他非常爱我们，他要让我们认识他这个创造主、救赎主。但是呢，人呢老很笨，你知道吗？用这个笨字，人有人性里面有很多软弱。你向他显现的太多，他就跑掉了。就像我那个同学说，我很爱你，爱到一个程度，生几个孩子，他就跑掉了。
So when I say God's all love, knowing because He loves us, if He revealed too much to us, we will be afraid, we will run away, just like my friend. You know, He revealed too much. Okay, I love you, I want to have children with you. So my other friend got scared. So it's the same way that if God loves us, if He revealed too much in the beginning, we're gonna get scared.
所以大家也知道为什么神好多时候跟我们讲话是通过异象讲话。好多我们中间有看到异象，异象其实是一种模糊的语言，不是一种清楚。
So that's why a lot of people will have visions, right? It's not a direct verbal words, but it's an indirect message from God.
神向摩西讲话是最对的讲话。
So when God speaks to Moses, He speaks mouth to mouth.
因为摩西能听，听得懂，能听，有耳朵能听，能做，别人做不了。
Because Moses has an ear.That can actually listen and do.
你明白？当你做不了的时候，神又爱你怎么办啊
？So what happens?
说模糊一点。
So what happens when God want to speak to you, but you cannot do what He says? He will just say in a vague way.
那神呢就不断的要向人来启示他自己。
So God continues to reveal Himself to.
像亚伯拉罕的第一个启示，我是全能的神，你不要害怕。
So the first revelation to, Abraham was God. I am the God Almighty. Please do not be afraid.
所以第一节讲什么呢？这事以后是什么事以后呢？就是前面呢，有一个大仗，就咱们亚伯拉罕去把他的侄儿从五个王的手里面抢回来，四个王的手里面抢回来。
Okay, here says after this, after what? So there was a battle, Abraham went into the battleship to defeat four kings, five kings,
four
kings, to rescue his niece Lot.
因为当时呢，亚伯拉罕是一个游牧的一个家族，就是放羊的人，对吧？
So at that,
他的侄儿罗德也是。
So at that time, Abraham's family is a nomadic family, so they shepherd sheep, so same as his nephew Lot.
结果他的侄子呢，在这个卷到战争里面呢，就被东方的这个四个大国啊，就给东西都掳走了，包括跟他们迦南地的那五个小国打的时候呢，把东西都给抢走，人也抢走。
Okay, so his nephew Lot was involved in a battle because the king from the east, four kings came from the east. They were having battle with other five kings in the 迦南地 in the Canaan. So
在迦南地的那些国家呢，就是亚伯拉罕当时所在，都是小小的国家。
So Canaan is like has a many small kingdoms.
那些东方的四个大国呢？你一听名字你就知道，一个是叙利亚。
So the four kings from the east, they are big nations. So one of them is Syria.
当时叙利亚是大国。
So at that time, it was
还有什么伊朗
？And also Iran.
伊朗那个伊朗就是现在伊朗的前身。
Persia 吗？
不是，就
So at that time it's called Iran.
This different. This.
Oh, okay. So
Iran something. Iran.
So one of the nations is also nowadays Iran.
So they are very big countries.
他们都是很大的国。
Powerful countries.
有能力的国哈。
对不起，我怎么完了以后呢？就是说，你想亚伯拉罕为了救他的侄儿，带了什么300个人，他的一些壮丁。还有迦南地的三个好朋友，就把他的侄子和所有的东西都夺回来。
So Abraham was able to rescue his nephew Lot with 300 men and then some three other friends.
夺回来，他非常清楚这是神让他得胜。
And then after he rescued Lot, he knew exactly that God gave him the victory.
所以他后来呢，把他夺回来的东西都献给这个墨迹西德那个祭司十分之一。
So after he came back, he gave tenth. To the priest, Melchizedek, yes.
他知道里面这个祭司是全能神的祭司。
Because you know this is the priest of God Almighty.
那他知道这是神让他得胜。
And he know that his victory was granted by God.
但是他害怕不害怕
？But was he afraid?
那为什么神说你不要害怕
？Then why God asked him say, "Do not be afraid"?
为什么今天神对你说不要害怕？
Why God says to you like do not be afraid? Why?
因为你害怕。
Because you are afraid.
很简单。他知道你害怕。
He knew that you are afraid.
那能不害怕
？How can you not be afraid?
你是一个游牧民族，你本来住在迦南的那个地上已经没有权利了，就是说能不能让我这个搭个帐篷？人家可以说哦好，给你个好脸，你搭个帐篷；没好脸，你走人。
Just imagine he was a nomadic, you know, family. He goes place to place in a place in Canaan. So he asked other people, you know, for a piece of land in order to set up his tent, you know.
又有这些大国来欺负他外面的。
And then this like powerful nation also came, you know, to attack him.
那你现在害怕不害怕
？Are you afraid?
他又不是一个国王，也不是一个军人。
Yeah, he's not in the army. He's not a king.
他就是有一些羊和有一些牛而已。
还有
一些仆人，明白吗？害怕不害怕？所以生第一个启示就我是全能的神，要知道。
So that was the first revealed by God. I am the God of Almighty.
我是你的盾牌，必要大大的赏赐你。
I am your shield. I am your great reward.
我是你的盾牌。
I am your shield.
我要大大的赏赐你。
And your very great reward.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。我拣选了你，你看着我怎么样来保护你，不仅仅要保护你，而且要赏赐你。
So this is I'm chosen. I have chosen you, and not only I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna protect you.
因为我是全能的神。
Because I am God Almighty.
那亚伯拉罕说：“你赏赐我什么呀？我连儿子也没有。
”And then Abraham said, "How can you reward me? I don't even have a son."
但是亚伯拉罕这个人呢，他心还是挺好， 他说我将来继承的就是我家的这个老这个仆人啊，是大马色人，一粒一线。
But he's a good man. He said, okay, the one who will inherit my estate will be Eliezer the Damascus.
你知道，所以这个圣经里面这个主仆关系啊，如果是有好的主人啊，那仆人就赚了。
So you have to understand those relationship between the Lord and servant. If you have a good Lord, then you are in luck.
今天我们称耶稣为主，称上帝为主，谁赚了？我们赚了。
Now we call Jesus our Lord. We are at our own advantage.
有的人说我不喜欢听这个主人仆人，这个我不想做仆人。
So some people may say I don't like you know slave and then Lord.
你不想做仆人，那你就做自由人。
If you don't want to be a slave, then you can be a free man.
耶稣时代的好多人先得自由，那些奴仆啊，就是罗马帝国的时候，他得了自由以后呢，他也很害怕，因为没人保护他。
You know, during Jesus' time, a lot of people wanted to be a free man, but once they became a free man, they are free because no one.
你知道他们做什么吗？你如果查考那个时候罗马帝国的历史呢，他们又交钱给原来的那个主人，保护他。
If you read history, you will know at that time those free men they will come back to their old lord and then pay the lord to protect them.
所以我们今天基督徒呢都赚了。
So that's why as Christians, you know, we are in luck.
我们也不用交钱给主，让他来保护我们。
We don't need to pay God to protect us.
他还收养我们成他的儿子。
And he also calls us to be his children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那下面一个全能神要做的事情是什么 ？No, 我要给你一个儿子。
So what did my Almighty God do next? He said, "Yeah, I'm gonna give you a son."
长话短说，那时候亚伯拉罕呢已经七八十岁，他的老婆也七八十岁，神要给他一个儿子。
So at that time, you know, Abraham was 70, 80s. Also, his wife was in her 70s or 80s.
他应该是快接近一百岁，他的老婆应该是七十多岁。
So actually, he was actually close to 100 years old. The wife maybe around 70s.
所以后来神说给他儿子，他说，亚伯拉罕就信了。这时候亚伯拉罕信了，就算为他的义。
So when God said, "I'm going to give you a son," and then Abraham believed, and then it was credited to him as his righteousness.
你知道吗？我们是因着信就成为义的，对不对？
So because we believe, then we are called righteous.
全能的神怎么样把他的能力显现出来？是你要信他。
So how can God manifest his power by you believing?
今天乾隆皇帝在你旁边要保护你，但是你不相信他。
So today, you know.
你相信你是小燕子，对吧？乾隆皇帝要来保护你，结果你不相信他。
Just imagine that you are the Emperor 乾隆, and then he want to protect you, and you are.
他能保护你不？能不能保护你
？So can he protect you?
这个因为人有智有意志的。
So,
所以呢，就是说你可能就不会受到他的保护。
So as men, we have our free will. You know, that means sometimes we might not be under his protection.
他要保护你，你不相信他，你要做什么？你要跑。
If you want to protect you and you don't want to believe him,
你要按你自己的方法做。
Then you will run away and you want to do the things in your own way.
也很有意思啊，那个《皇主格格》里面那个皇主格格，这个小燕子很聪明，他本来不是格格，他非要搞个格格出来。反而是，就是得到好处，白白的得来的好处。
这个怎么翻译？对不
？That princess，the fake princess.
So there was a soap opera. So this girl supposed to be not a princess, but eventually she became a princess. So he was just referring.
所以她是非常聪明，对不对
？So she was very smart.
她也成了格格，皇帝保护不好护。
So she became princess. Of course, the king, the emperor will protect her.
所以出去一说我是格格，对那些人都怕。
So if you go out and proclaim that I am the princess, everyone will be scared of you.
这就是为什么基督徒有权柄赶鬼一病。你出去带着耶稣的名，别人鬼都怕。
So that's why as Christians, you know, we have the power to other people were scared of us because we have the power to cast out demons.
但是呢，你知道亚伯拉罕有信心，但是他的老婆没信心。
So even though Abraham has faith, has beliefs, but his wife did not.
我们看看，再看一节经文，是《创世纪》十八章。
Let's turn to another chapter. Genesis 18.
18:10-15.
10-15 verse 10-15.
但是呢，神到了时候呢，就差派天使来告诉他，你要生个儿子。
So at that time, so God sent a messenger to them and said, "Okay, now it's time for you to have a son next year."
第10节，当时天使就来到亚伯拉罕的家里面。上个人中有一位说到，明年这个时候我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。
So verse 10 it says, then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝了。
Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing.
撒拉心里暗笑说，我记忆衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这事呢？岂是呢？
So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I have this pleasure?
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑？说我已经年老，果真能生养吗？
Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say,Will I really have a child now I am old?
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.
撒拉就害怕，不承认说我没有笑。那位说，不然你实在笑了。
Sarah was afraid, so he lied and said, "I did not laugh."But he said, "Yes, you did laugh."
那这里呢，讲到就是这个亚伯拉罕的老婆撒拉呢，她就不相信。
So here, Abraham's wife Sarah, she did not believe.
但是呢，这里最重要的那句经文14节，耶和华岂有难成的事吗
？So the most important scripture is here. It says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" On verse 14.
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
后来撒拉就出，撒拉就生了以撒。
So Sarah eventually had Isaac.
但是撒拉呢，因着她的这个不幸呢，也付上了不少的代价。
So because of her unbelief, she also paid a price.
大家可能知道这个故事，就是说，她还没有孩子的时候，她非要让亚伯拉罕跟她的妾，同居，说生一个孩子算在她的名下，就生了伊什玛利。
Of course, you knew the story because she was not able to have a child, so she gave her servant to Abraham so that they had a child, had Ishmael together.
那今天这个中东的战争就是以实玛利的后代和以撒的后代。
So nowadays in the Middle East are the descendant of Ishmael and the descendant of Isaac.
那以色列人就是以撒的后代，阿拉伯人就是以实玛利的后代。
So, Israelites are the descendant of Isaac, and then the Arabs are descendant of Ishmael.
基本来讲是这样。
So that's basically what it is.
那在耶和华岂有难成的事吗
？But is anything too hard for the Lord?
所以我们要非常清楚地知道，在耶和华没有难成的事。
You need to know clearly that nothing is too hard for the Lord.
我们中间好多人经历过神迹。
So a lot of you have experienced miracles.
以后我们要更多的来经历。
Of course, we're going to experience even more later.
因为我们的神是全能的神。
Because our God is God Almighty.
你可能听说过，有时候我们有一些教会里面讲说，我们的生命很重要，神迹不重要。有没有听过这样的讲法？
So in some church, you might hear people say, "Okay, our life is more important than miracles." Have you heard something like that?
可能听过是吧
？You might heard that, right?
那这个有什么问题？为什么人会这样想呢
？So is something wrong with this saying? Like,
为什么人会这样想？但我问问大家，
why do you think you know people think of this way?
他不信神，
不信神。那为什么就是说不想要神迹，先要我的生命很好？
Why they don't want miracles? They just want to be good.
那简单的来讲呢，我们在认识神的过程里面，好多时候我们想把神呢框在一个框子里面，我们感觉到安全，就像造偶像一样。
So a lot of times we want to put our God in a box.
因为我们要安全。
Because we want to be safe. We want to play safe.
是有时候我们把我们的永生神也做成一个放在神堂里面，把它做成一个偶像，这是神不喜悦的。
And a lot of times we want to put this living God into the throne that we built for Him. You know?
因为神有时候行神迹的时候，我们是控制不了。
You know, when sometimes when Jesus put, when God performs miracle, is something is out of our own control.
我以前跟一个在一个场合跟人祷告的时候，有一个姐妹手一举起来讲方言，手放不下去。另外一个姐妹就很害怕，她说：“耶稣基督的名祷告，你停下来，不要担心，神在这里。
”So one time I was praying for a sister. When she raised up her hand, she started prophesizing in tongues.And then another sister was so afraid, and then she started saying, "In Jesus' name, stop prophesying."
就是因为我们不安全，感觉到。
Because we feel unsafe.
我们必须要认识他是一个大爱的神。
We need to know that He's a loving God.
他非常爱我，从他来的一切，你求鱼不会给蛇，要饼不会给石头。
So from him, when you ask for a fish, he will not give you a stone. Will not give you a snake.
You 以后的日子，你一定要依靠大能的神。
You in the coming days, you need to rely on.
因为你知识如果把它限制了，你依靠你自己的智慧，你会发现非常的惨。
If you want to restrict him into a box, and then you want to know him within your limit, then you will be in trouble.
将来这个敌基督来的时候，他要让你头上。手上又刻上这个兽印，很可能就是人机接口的镜片，很可能啊，不是。我现在我没看到，我是听别的这个这个先知啊，这样 prophesy， 我觉得应该是就是人机接口啊，将来要控制你的思想，控制你的情绪，不让你造访。
So when the later day comes, when they have to put the 666 on you, I don't know what that is. Maybe the chip,
Neuralink,
the Neuralink.Yeah, so、
现在 Neuralink 那个公司拼命研究这个东西，也是人机接口。现在好多已经出来了，第一个想要用在治病方面。
So they have a lot. They have studied this, and then they're gonna use this in health first, health industry first.
所以那个时候你要知道，说是你没有这个印记的人不能做买卖，你能依靠你自己吗
？So when you put without the mark of beast, you will not trade.Can you still rely on yourself?
你能靠你投资的知识、过去的经验吗
？Can you still rely on your knowledge from the past?
你能依靠你过去的这个你在公司里面什么工程师的这个技能？你可以造飞机，你可以造这个的，你能依靠吗
？Can you still rely on the knowledge that you used to have? Maybe you are engineer, you are able to build airplane.
那时候没有这个记号，你工资他不给你发。
Without the mark, they will not pay you.
明白吧？而且呢，基督徒你绝对不能打这个记号，因为打这个记号一定会下地狱。
But as a Christian, you cannot have this mark because once you have this mark, you will go to hell.
一定会下地狱，这是圣经上非常清楚的讲的，因为他把你的思想已经控制了，控制了以后，他不让你清清楚，你没办法清清楚。
So it says because if you are under the control, you will not be able to worship God.
这个日子不远了，
It's not
不要以为很远。因为在单一里书写的是这个毁坏可憎的如飞而来，就是他来的时候是很快，好多人都没有做好准备。
So this time is the time is near. So in the book of Daniel, it says the 这个叫什么
？The Song of Perdition. Come.
That's the book. Come.
Yeah.
When they come, you will come in a swift way.
那所以我们要建立信心，我们要知道我们的神是谁呀、啊？
We need to know who our God is.
全能的神
Almighty God.
全能的神，要处理这些问题是不是很简单
Is that easy for him to resolve all these problems?
刚才我们唱的歌，沙漠里面开江河，旷野里面开道路，他真的能在沙漠里面开江，真的能在旷野里面开道路。
Just like the song we sing, he's going to make ways in the desert.
我们中间有很多的神迹，以后继续要经历。
So we will have more.Miracles.
最近我给大家讲了，就是我那个洪水扬掉的那个房子，生机出现，我就那个电线嘛，配电线在地下室被水泡了一夜。
So earlier I
至少泡了七八个小时，而且是泥水。
Earlier I shared about the miracle that I experienced in my property in Hope. So it was flooded and then the whole power box was soaked in water for over 7 hours.
当时我跟我的房客就祷告，因为我怕房客不知道，当时的洪水那个来势非常的凶猛，一来就是三尺高的水，齐齐的下来，这样高的水就下来。
So I pray with my tenant because the water came in a very, very fast way. So
我当时祷告其实也是为了安慰他们，就是我说你跟我一起祷告，不管你信不信，我的耶稣是经神迹的圣经，经历过很多圣经，你要跟我一起经历圣迹。
So I pray for him because I want to comfort him and say, whether you believe or not, we have to pray because our God is a God of miracle.
其实我当时最怕的时候呢，他们电一断了，因为被电线，他们没地方去。
So what I was really worried is that if they don't have power, they have nowhere to go.
因为在Hope比这个Surrey低四五度，平时都是低。Because
Hope, the temperature normally is lower than Surrey, like
那一天大概是零度。5 degrees.
That day is about 0 degrees Celsius.
所以根本就，我祷告，我说你要跟我经历神，一方面我要安慰他们，他们吓得要死，从来没见过这样的东西。Because
I pray because I want to comfort them because they never seen things like this.
结果后来呢，长话短说，告诉大家，配电棚一个电也没断。
So to make the story short, like the power stayed on and then the power box was fine.
所以最近我带谁去装修，我都让他们看一下配电棚。
So recently, whoever I bring them over to Hope to fix my property, I will show them that power box.
因为这个配电棚，那个就是说，你如果你到去search一下，配电棚泡在水里什么，那你search了就睡不着觉的。那。So
if you Google, you know what happens if your power box is submerged in water? Like if you Google that, you won't be able to sleep at all.
我去带人去看，你看那个水的那个印子，配电棚在这里，水的印子在这里。
So I showed them, you know, the mark of the water line is like here, and then the power box is here.
上次带一个朋友去，他不信，我带去他就照相啊，照了个图要可能发给他哪里的朋友看。So
one time I bring a person who did not believe God, so he went and then he started taking pictures. Maybe he want to show his friends.
我带他去看这个配电棚，他就拍，我说这是神行的神迹。
He started taking pictures. I told him this is a miracle that was performed by God.
他一边拍一边告诉这个他国内的朋友，这是加拿大的配电棚，非常棒。<laughs> And
then when he started recording, he said, this is made in Canada. You know, like the power box is very good.
Oh, 我也很无语，我也不能说什么。
I don't know what to say.
泡在水里面还可以不8小时都不断的泡在这些里面。
So it was submerging mud and water for 8 hours, and then the power was still on.
在这个主耶稣，我们今天就不仔细再去在马太福音19章跟那个财主讲道的时候，就说这个财主进天国比骆驼过正样还难。So
I won't go to details, but in Matthew chapter 19, it says that it's harder for a rich man to go to heaven than, you know, a camel goes through the needle hole.
所以他的门徒就问，那谁能进天国呢？
So the disciples start to ask, like, who can go into heaven then?
那就像今天我们打了这个不打手印，我们怎么生活呢？
So just like today, we're gonna ask, without the mark of the beast, how can we live?
耶稣怎么回答他的门徒？
How did Jesus answer his?
他说，在人不能的什么呀？
在神凡事都能。就是财主进天国能不能进？ No.
靠自己容易不容易？ 进不了，因为他像骆驼过针眼也就过不去。但是靠神怎么样？凡事都能。靠神的话，骆驼就可以过针眼，你相信吗？
So if you want to try to go through the needle hole by yourself, you will not be able to. But in God, everything is possible.
好，今天呢，你们像萨拉一样，如果不生育的人，我们中间好像都挺能生育的，不生育的就求骆驼要过针眼，哈利路亚。
So if you do not have children, then you ask God, you know, like, you know, because it will be as easy. I mean, it won't be hard.
但是呢，在希伯来书有一节经文非常的重要，叫做“人必须要有信心”。我们看11章6节。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter
11章6节。 十一章六节。
11:16, 11:6, sorry, 11:6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, that He will reward those who earnestly seek Him.
我再读一遍，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Once again, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
我们可以做很多的事情，但是讨神喜悦的最重要的因素就是我们的信心。
So we can do a lot of things, but the thing that pleases God is by faith.
就是要相信他。
That means to believe.
而且相信他是大能的神。
Believe that He's God Almighty.
而且相信他，他要赏赐你。
Believe that He will reward you.
就像上次亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like He rewarded
Abraham. 哈利路亚。